And guess what, Don Kinsler? We're getting close.
Well, good afternoon. And we are. We're getting very, very close. You know, and it's fun. On these warmer days, sunshiny days, I enjoy, after I get home from work, just walking around the yard and garden to see how everything fared for the, you know, coming out of the winter. And generally, you know, things look pretty good. You know, I can tell on some of our more tender plants, such as our roses, I can tell that we did not have the insulating depth of snow cover that we sometimes have. It was nice not to shovel quite as much.
Nice.
But, you know, the roses, I can tell some of them had more cane dieback. And now it's interesting. We all get the itch to get out into our yards, especially on the nice sunny days. But like yesterday when I was walking around, the lawn is still pretty soggy. But, you know, the grass underneath the snow, as the snow disappears, the grass is always so kind of matted down. Mm-hmm. And I see in some spots, some lawns have some snow mold. Now, that's kind of the grayish, kind of web-like material. Sometimes it's a little pinkish even, on areas that are quite matted down. And as soon as things dry up a little bit, we can take a leaf rake and just kind of fluff up the matted grass. And snow mold almost instantly disappears, you know, once you get a little bit of air and fluff into it. So as soon as the lawn dries up a little bit, we can certainly, you know, do a little bit of raking with a leaf-type rake. Pruning, we have a good window starting about now to do some pruning on shrubs and trees while it's dormant. Now, I should mention, if you do have a maple or a birch tree, both of those should be delayed in pruning until after they leaf out. You know, it's interesting. The sap begins flowing on those, and if you make the pruning cuts about now, all of a sudden you start getting a bunch of maple syrup running down your maple tree. Same with birch. So for those trees, pruning should be delayed.
Okay.
Otherwise, we've got a good window on shrubs and things while they're dormant here to do some pruning. For any of us that like starting tomato seeds indoors, we're a few days early yet. April 1st is kind of the start date for tomato seeds growing indoors. And otherwise, you know, it's kind of interesting. We kind of need to put it into perspective. We're about 2 months away from prime garden planting time. You know, I always think the last half of May is prime for gardening. Mother Nature holds the cards, and she'll oftentimes deal us a killing frost in the first half of May. You know, there are some vegetables at the end of April, things that like chilly soil and that aren't killed by frost that we could start planting. End of April, some peas and some radishes and spinach and some onions. But again, we're almost 2 months out yet.
Okay.
From the prime gardening season. So we do the things kind of during the dormant season that we can do. But we be patient because again, Mother Nature, Mother Nature does hold the crystal ball and we don't.
Well, all right. You must have been spring loaded because you went like through everything. First of all, Don Kinsler, horticulturist, Cass County. He normally will be joining us in the spring and the summer for our normal segment later this year, but we wanted to have him on. And Don, I'm sure, and you've been out there walking, and your point is it's not time yet to start doing spring things to your trees or garden or stuff like that. Although I suppose if your ground is able, you could probably rototill. I don't think that'll hurt anything, but if you actually can. But again, we got a little ways off. I have neighbors, Don, that as soon as it gets to be 60, once they're out there with their rake, just like dethatching their lawn.
And again, the possible damage would be if the lawn is still moist enough. Some of the lawn grass plants could actually be physically ripped up. You know, there's a kind of a non-scientific method to tell if your lawn grass is too moist, and that's just to kneel down on it And if you come up with wet spot all over your jeans, then it's too wet.
And you will.
But if your knee comes up dry, then it's probably okay to rake.
Yeah. Is it time to do my little cheat system? You know, when I try to replant grass, I usually do it before the first snowstorm in the fall. But now that we're in the spring already and everything is still so wet, and I'm not going to mess with it. Could I go out there and throw some grass seed in the yard, or would that be just feeding the birds?
Well, that does make really good bird seed. And so the sparrows love something fresh like that this time of year. And the grass seed won't sprout until the soil starts approaching 50 to 55 degrees.
Right.
So we may as well hold off on that. Because, again, you know, when that fresh grass seed is sprinkled, the sparrows are pretty close behind. So I haven't checked lately to see what the soil temperature is. Another soil temperature trigger date is for applying crabgrass preventer. And also the soil should be approaching about 50 degrees when that crabgrass preventer should be in place already. Typically that's around maybe April 15th. And so again, to watch the, such as the end on soil temperature at kind of the 2-inch level or so, and to watch that. And as the temperature starts to approach 50 degrees, we need to have that crabgrass preventer already in place for our lawns.
You know who's starting to get a little warm? Western North Dakota. But they've been like 60, 70 degrees recently.
Yeah, it's always fascinating to me to watch the progression of the soil temperatures around the state on the and on site to kind of see how the frost or how the coolness is coming out of the soil. And when the soil temperatures start reaching a warm enough point at which seeds will sprout and things can be planted.
Yeah, everything I'm looking at Fargo right now is 31, 31, 32 degrees.
Sure.
So you get out into western North Dakota, there's a few upper 30s like Beach. If you go down a couple inches, it's now at 43. But we're also going to be cooling off here for a little bit for a few days and then starting to warm back up again. And you kind of also touched on that for folks that want to start planting things. I know that and sometimes people do it in the house. My mom had done that for many years. She would start it in the house and then move it to a hot house. But sometimes with Mother Nature, she drags spring out. And so all of a sudden you got these big giant tomato plants still in your house waiting to go outside. So when is a safe time to really start planting those tomatoes and other things in the cups?
And so again, for starting the seeds indoors, a person looks at for tomatoes about April 1st or so, because they grow so quick. And the target date for planting them out into the garden, of course, again, it kind of depends on how the spring shapes up.
Right.
But the soil temperature needs to have passed 55 degrees and is going upward. Tomatoes, if they're transplanted out into the garden when it's 50 or below soil temperature, they can be damaged and not recover from that chill shock of cold soil. And of course, they're very susceptible to air type frosts of 32 degrees or even tickling 32 degrees. Tomatoes can be injured and damaged. So that's why I like to look at the 15-day period from about May 15th to the 30th, you know, for getting a lot of that type of things installed into the garden. And of course, the old timers who were good gardeners always look towards Memorial Day for some of the vegetables that require warm soil and warm temperatures, air temperatures.
All right, sir. You, I don't know that you stop writing your articles in the forum, but if not,
still writing.
Do you know it's a Monday? I'm throwing you way off here. Maybe they need to go backwards. But what kind of things are you talking about? Basically, take your time. Wait. Is that
yes? Well, one of the things we can be doing, and that's what I'm writing about in this coming weekend's garden column, and that is ornamental grasses. The ornamental grasses, we should leave the tops on all winter, but before they start growth, they should be cut back to about 1 inch above soil level. So now, while they're still dormant and we're looking for things to do around the yard and garden, cutting back the ornamental grasses to 1 inch above soil level can and should be done before they start growth. You know, they're going to start growing probably end of April, first of May. But we may as well get some of these chores done. So that's what the garden column this coming weekend is all about.
Don, I'm out of time. Two things. One is we were discussing, we'll be starting the garden show that we normally do on Thursdays, about a month away is the way I kind of got it figured now. And then, Don, if anybody has any questions for you now, is there an email address they can have?
Yes, and I continue to get email questions all winter long, and which is always nice. So email donald.kinsler, spelled K-I-N-Z-L-E-R, @ndsu.edu.